Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's time to go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood. The downtown theater company, The Amoralists, has a new production that's notable in at least one respect. The Cheaters Club has a cast of 26, more people than you might see on a Broadway musical these days. Charles, with a cast of 26, we're primed to expect singing and dancing. This is, of course, a lighthearted romp of no strings hookups.
Yeah, well, in a way it is. I wouldn't call it lighthearted. It's intensely gothic, of course. It's set in Savannah, Georgia, which, of course, is, you know, known for its ghosts. So there are a few ghosts wandering around. The plot centers on a trio of New Yorkers who basically make it their annual vacation to go somewhere and cheat on their spouses. So they've chosen this rather creepy hotel to do it in this year.
In your review in the Times, you mentioned that the TV show True Blood appears to have some influence on this play. How does that show itself?
Well, you know, in the southern setting, you've got a lot of overripe accents. There are no werewolves or vampires here, but there are, as I said, ghosts. And the plot centers on the attempt to conjure the souls of dead people into living bodies. So that's basically among the many elements. There's also a lot of, you know, lurid sex, which is always fun.
That's true. And so the comparison to True Blood, does it hold up? Is it quality?
Well, no, I'm afraid not. I mean, I don't think the writing comes anywhere near that show's standard. And the plot is so convoluted, it's often hard to follow. You don't really know who's conjuring whose spirit into what body for what purpose.
So are there thrills then? It's a ghost story. Do we get a scare or two at least?
Well, I mean, I think things are scarier if you actually have some sense of what's going on. And I kept losing the plot in this one. There's a really creepy scene where the New Yorkers are asked to ingest the fingers of their dead loved ones, but that's probably more information than anyone needs to know about this play.
Well, we can just substitute those famous cookies for the idea and we'll be fine. with the lady fingers, it's no problem. Does the show require a cast of 26 or is this a gimmick?
Well, I think it's mainly a stunt. About half the performers really have walk-on roles. They're sort of, you know, local color. So it really is more of a, you know, a way of distinguishing the show from so many other off-Broadway shows.
All right. So who in the cast then stands out if there are 26 and a lot of them are walk-ons?
Well, here's the problem. The company usually relies on this very hyperactive, you know, intense acting style that works really well in the small theaters where they normally perform. This is a much larger theater. It has a proscenium, too, so you feel you're at a distance. So the sort of in-your-face style that they specialize in just doesn't really translate. So nobody really, you know, popped on stage in this play, unfortunately.
The Cheaters Club, written and directed by Derek A. Honan, presented by the theater company called The Amoralists, can be seen at the Abrams Arts Center on the Lower East Side through September 12th. We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR.
WQXR is supported by Manhattan Theater Club, beginning its new season this fall with Mary Louise Parker in the world premiere of The Snow Geese. The upcoming season also features Blythe Danner and Sarah Jessica Parker in The Commons of Pensacola, Cherry Jones in When We Were Young and Unafraid, and Brian F. O'Byrne and Deborah Messing in Outside Mullingar, the latest play from the writer and director of the Tony-winning Doubt. Tickets and information at ManhattanTheaterClub.com.